Estevan. The Estevan Police Service was kept busy during the weekend before Halloween with 65 calls for service. As a result of traffic stops, 13 people were issued tickets for infractions under the Traffic Safety Act and 6 received written warnings. Police were dispatched to a variety of calls, including driving complaints, traffic collisions, people causing a disturbance, noise complaints, false alarms, suspicious people or vehicles, and child and welfare assistance matters. Due to many Halloween functions within the city, an increase in patrols and traffic stops occurred. Many mandatory breath samples were conducted and motorists were found to be driving sober. Police are investigating 2 reports of break and enters into residences, garages or outdoor buildings in the Centennial area. Possible suspects have been identified and the matters remain under investigation. Members received several reports of mischief in which houses were hit with paintballs in the East End and Valley View areas. Police have received tips and anyone with information is asked to contact the EPS or Crime Stoppers. Police received a report of an assault in the downtown area. Witnesses provided a detailed description of the accused, who was later arrested and charged. He was released on conditions and will speak to the charges at a later date. Officers were called to a local liquor establishment for a report of a fight. Both parties were identified and sent on their way. Police received a report of a missing person. The youth was located at a friend's residence a short time later and returned home. Members received reports of fraud in which the victims were either asked for banking information or for money to be sent by way of gift cards. The matters remain under investigation. If you have any questions about a fraud or would like to report a possible fraud, you can contact the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre at 1-888-495-8501. Police received a report of shoplifting from a service station in the Royal Heights area. The accused was identified, arrested and charged, and will speak to those matters in early December. As a result of a traffic stop, a 22-year-old man tested positive for drugs on the oral fluid device. He was issued a 72-hour suspension and a driving while impaired investigation continues. He was also issued a ticket under the Cannabis Act for possessing, consuming or distributing cannabis in a vehicle.